Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil.
Aho, and welcome to the program. I'm so excited to be here with you once again, and Just having a special time together, just having a time of sharing messages and insight and seeing what wants to come through and who has a message and the meanings and the words of encouragement that can be offered. I'm just so excited and so happy to be able to do that today and every day that we get together and we communicate and we visit. I do want to go over a few details before we get started. I do want to tell you about my website, which you can go in and check on some of the products we have for sale, whitewolfapril.com. Also listen there, some of the places we're going to be traveling to this winter and some of the events we're going to be taking place in. And you're going to want to check that out so you can make your plans to connect with us while we're in those locations. In February, I'm going to be taking it I'm going to be doing a couple things at the Women of Wisdom conference that's coming up in Seattle. So if you're in the Seattle area, you're definitely going to want to connect with me there and come in for the conference and find out a little bit more about medicine wheels and maybe come in for a one-on-one reading. We're going to be doing that as well. So you are going to want to check that website out and check into what's happening there. And later in February, we're going to be in Phoenix. So you're going to want to check out where we'll be at and what we're doing and stay on top of it. It does change frequently. So if there's things that are just kind of listed without great details, watch, because it is going to fill in. And that information is going to let you know more about where we're at, what we're doing. Also, you can send me an email if you have any questions to april@whitewolfapril.com. It's an excellent place if you're unable to get through during the program or if you have something that comes up at another point in time and you want to ask a quick little question, another great place to go to, april@whitewolfapril.com. Nice, brief little questions. I have no problem answering those there. We have a catalog out that comes out every couple of months, and it lists our classes, our retreats, the events, and the things that are going on here. And the great thing about it is now we have about 95 to 98% of those are actually able to be done online, conference call, through the internet, and in person. So we've expanded the ability to share that stuff with you as well. So you'll want to check that out at whitewolflearninginstitute.com. And those, like I said, those catalogs do change twice, every 2 months. And if you try to open it, it's in Word, and you're unable to open a Word document, just give me a quick email, and I'll be happy to mail you a hard copy of that booklet as well. We have a couple of social networking areas that I'd like to invite you to check out. The first one is acrosstheveil.ning.com. It's a format very similar to the radio programs where we share some messages, we share insight, and as things come through and there may be a message shared there for you, just for you from the when we're not connected on the program or the guides are just coming through and wanting to share some insight. You may find that on that site as well. It's also a great place to ask questions. And other people will also be able to share insight and maybe get an answer from their own question through your questions as well. So it's a great place to go to do that and to connect for that same purpose. AcrossTheVeil.Ning.com. And you do not want to put HTTP or www in front of it because then it will not open. You just want to type in AcrossTheVeil.Ning in your internet toolbar there at the top. Another one we have is energyemerging.ning.com. Same situation. You don't want to put any of the HTT or WWs on there. You just simply want to type it in. This site is absolutely fabulous for putting in requests for prayers for healing and sharing of energetic healing and sharing energy healing for yourself as well as sharing it with others who post their questions and their things there as well. So you're going to want to check that area out as well. I also do private readings and private healing sessions. I can do those over the internet or over the phone as well. So remember that, and you can send me an email if you have any questions on that at april@whitewolfapril.com. I see I have a caller. Nathaniel, this is April. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you?
I am doing fabulous. Did you have a good weekend?
Oh, an excellent weekend. Thank you very much.
Good. What can I help you with?
Well, I'm just kind of, I wanted to see who was coming through today. I don't know if I have a particular question.
Okay. One of the things, I think, I can't remember what they were sharing with you on Friday, but one of the things that I'm hearing today is that they're bringing you into an alignment to begin. It's kind of like you're going to go through a shift, and I know we talked about that briefly earlier in the week, last week, of some new awareness, some new spiritual awarenesses coming through and starting to function in that manner, and they're showing me that that is actually all coming together for a greater good of a future mission, if you will. If you choose to accept this mission, a future mission, a future work that they're leading you towards doing to help some other people.
Oh, I see.
That there's actually a purpose behind the changes and behind the shifts that you're actually going through right now in being that they're kind of teaching you for another job. It's kind of like you're an apprentice is what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of going through, I'm going to be helping people going through?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, how sometimes we learn through our own experiences and then we're able to share the knowledge that we've gained through those experiences. It's kind of like they're opening up a new intuitive avenue for you to be able to begin to share with other people bits and pieces and things that are going to help them on their life path journey as well.
Right, well, thank you.
Yeah, this is a new shift. It's been interesting because I know we visit frequently and it's been interesting to see how they're progressively showing us where you're at and what's going on in your life path and in your life purpose. And it's kind of a great, I'm really kind of tickled with it because it's a great way to show people who are listening to the program who maybe are kind of seeking to do stuff like that and they're feeling like it's just not happening. But like with you, you're kind of going through a process and you're kind of showing people that that's exactly what happens, that we actually go through a process. We don't just wake up tomorrow morning and say, oh, I'm going to become this great healer. I'm going to become this great, you know, prophet, so to speak, but there's a process we have to go through as human beings, and I think that's fabulous.
Hey, well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, and you have a great evening.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I see that I have another caller. Fred, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, April. How are you today?
I am spectacular. It's lovely to talk to you. I know we've emailed back and forth, so it's kind of nice to chit-chat.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. Well,
what can I help you with?
A week or two ago, you said you saw someone around me, and I was wondering who that might be. I have an idea. Well, someone had showed themselves to me before,
okay,
a couple of years ago now, but I don't know if it's them or not.
Are you working with Ascended Masters? Because I'm seeing Masters with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
nice.
I'm seeing some of the masters
too.
With you.
No, good. No relatives, huh?
I'm not actually picking up anyone per se. Let me see if I can do a quick scan through the energy field there. I'm not picking up a set person. What I'm picking up is you, kind of like the first caller, have somebody who is actually coming in who's helping you learn for your life path purpose.
Okay.
And that's kind of what these masters are showing me. It's showing me that they're kind of putting you on a path of learning. So I think that's why I'm picking that up, and I'm not necessarily picking up relatives or people past. Is your father on the other side? Because a very strong male figure just moved into your energy field.
Yes, he's passed, but that might be my grandfather.
Okay, this is a very strong male figure. So in the position where they come in, when I'm looking at the energy, it's usually yourself, your father, your grandfather, and that goes out that way. And this person is kind of interchangeable with that grandfather-father role. So that's why I'm saying it's a strong enough personality that it can override.
I see.
Okay. I'm very strong with you, very much there to help you. There's some stuff about wisdom. I'm hearing something about wisdom. They're sharing information about wisdom. I'm drawing from the wisdom of your ancestry, connecting into the DNA of the ancestry.
Mm-hmm. That's
I'm definitely.
I would. And I've been trying to learn at the same time, so that kind of covers both of them.
Yeah, and it's interesting because as they're showing me the DNA of the wisdom, they're actually showing me the DNA stranding. And you know how when you see the DNA stranding, it kind of twirls like? Yours is switching as it's twirling. So there's something about that that's going along with the learning that you're doing.
Interesting. Okay. Well, thank you very much, April.
Have a great evening. Bye-bye. I see that I have another caller. Simone, this is April.
Hi, April. How are you?
I am great. How can I help you today?
Well, I was hoping you could help me offer some insight with regards to my love life.
Okay.
Just any general information?
I'm definitely feeling that there is some changes going to be going on within the next 6 months, that there is, it's going to make some adjustments. The adjustments are going to seem a little bit rough and rocky at first here, and then once you get through those changes, it's going to make things move a little bit smoother. I don't know if you're actually in a relationship right now, but what I'm hearing is that is going to change. That where you're at within the relationship realm, and I'm picking this up, perceiving this as like a relationship, romantic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm picking up, and that's what I'm getting there. As far as relationships on a whole, they are shifting the dynamics of how you are interacting and connecting with people that you are communicating with on a daily basis. It's kind of like, rather than being, I'm going to use this as an example. I'm not saying this is what they're saying for you, but I'm using this as an example. They're saying that, if you go into a room and people know you're there because your presence is very heard and very forward and very known, it's going to start shifting because your presence is going to become known because more of what they feel coming from you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
In terms of a romantic relationship, you're saying that it's not for at least 6 months.
There's some changing that's going to come into place. It's going to take about 6 months to materialize and shift and change and bring everything into play. It's just kind of like that preparation time. It's like when you bake a cake, you got to put it in the oven, and it's got to be in the oven for a few minutes before it's perfect, right? It's kind of that type of symbolism they're giving me, is that you need a little bit more time to get things into an absolute perfect situation. Are you involved in a relationship right now?
No.
Okay.
I'm not. I had bumped into somebody. I crossed paths with somebody last week, and you know, the energy was awesome.
Very nice.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. The reason I asked if you're in a current relationship is because it feels like you have met and you have gone into a place of a casual, if you will, relationship with somebody, and that actually needs time to manifest itself.
Mm-hmm.
So you may want to kind of become more aware of that which is going on around you and that which is happening in and around your space.
Does the other side have any messages for me, important messages that I need to know?
A lot of it is giving yourself time, having patience with yourself. They're saying don't feel like you need to fit into the status quo. Allow yourself to feel and be yourself.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, awesome.
Well, you thank you for your call, and you have a fabulous evening.
You too. Thank you. Take care.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. I see that I have another caller. Dale, this is April.
Hey, April. Greetings.
Hey. How are you?
I had to bust out the windbreaker down here, but other than that, we're all right.
Oh, I just feel so sad for you.
Yeah. Wah, 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 wah. Had a good day today. I went on an interview, or kind of like fill out an application, and kind of got the, they took me out in the warehouse to kind of look at a job. And then I came home and found I had another, well, kind of like a correspondence to another job, a bigger one that could lead into something.
Mm-hmm.
What, do you see anything? Are the angels telling you anything? Guides?
They are telling me to tell you that you are beginning to reap what it is that you have sown. The energy that you have put out there is going to come back to you, and it's going to come back very blessed, and it's going to come back with great abundance. And the effort that you're putting out, they are honoring, and they are guiding you, and they are directing you. You're actually going to get to a point where you have to sit back and decide, what job do I want?
Oh, my gosh, you know what? That is exactly what I felt today. I'm like,
and
what if I get them both?
Yeah.
Because one's going to be seasonal. One's with UPS. It's going to be a seasonal thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which I may not get a call back till next season. However, this other job may start up. You know what? I'm not going to worry about it. I'll take it as it comes. I think I'm just going to listen to my inner voice, and they'll speak to me. Give me some guidance on this. I'm kind of torn on which way to go, but you know what? I don't have either job yet, so I'm just going to kind of wait and see.
Kind of wait. It actually feels like you're going to line up a number of them in front of yourself, and you're going to say, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, which one is this job that I'm, you know, that's going to be there for me? Because they're saying that you have been so faithful to the work that you're doing, and you've been so faithful in putting out the energy and putting out what needs to be there to bring that manifest. You've rewritten your own process for drawing things in. Are you aware of that?
No.
I started
with that Shaman's Fire the other night, and I felt like it was just the right thing to do.
Good. Good. A lot of times
that
gives off such an energetic atomic bomb that it really just totally changes the world around you.
So I've rewritten my path?
You have, not necessarily your path as in your path, but what you have done is you have rewritten the manner whereby you move forward with your path. You're no longer seeing the glass half empty, you're seeing the glass half full.
Right.
You've made some major changes. You've made major strides, and the guides and the masters have seen that, and they have actually honored that because of the intent and the integrity that you have carried within that.
Yeah, and let me tell you about integrity. It's something that's rare today. But, however, it's something I've held very close because at the end of the day, that's all we really have left that we can take with us. It's hurt through a lot of part of life, but I just never succumbed to the sellout. I've never sold out.
Right. And you've now managed to bring in a higher frequency for yourself as you're processing through. And that's what they're really honoring. They're saying that you've allowed yourself to move to that higher frequency. You've allowed yourself to overstep that low vibrational frequency of stuff, of everyday stuff that's been wanting to get in your way for X amount of years. And you finally have taken the step and said, I'm moving over this. I'm not going to keep taking those two or three steps backwards. I'm making this big step of faith.
And how? Oh, I'm telling you, things at the house have been getting... But I tell you, that Charmin's fire, it helps out in the house.
It helps everywhere.
Is that something... Do I need it? Is that something like a maintenance, like I need to do it maybe two or three times a week or whenever I feel it's necessary?
A lot of times what has happened in some of the channelings that have come through with that in particular is that right now they're suggesting to people, and I know that you've connected with this one group on the Dragon Riders unite.ning.com,
yeah.
And they've been suggesting to that group through some of the channelings to actually do this once a week. That we're really needing on working to keep our space and energy around ourselves clean and clear. Normally, I say once a month is a really kind of a good maintenance, but
right.
For whatever we're going through and whatever, you know, sometimes we need that little extra boost.
Do you see anything coming through for my dad on the other side of my grandma, his mother?
You've asked me that question once before, and I didn't pick up anything, but I'm feeling a very matronly type of energy coming through. So I'm going to say I believe it's Grandma. And she's coming through matriarchally. She,
yeah.
You know, being the nurturing, being the staunch, not negative staunch, but being very staunch and very proper. And being there kind of just grinning, just kind of grinning at you and watching and seeing and encouraging.
That was Grandma.
And that's what I'm feeling in your energy right now.
She took on the role of all grandparents. I really had only one grandparent, and she was it. And she knew it, and I'll tell you, she did a great job. That's affirming. That's reaffirming. I think she knows, and I think about her quite often, and my dad, too.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm picking her up very strongly. She's very much in your presence today. Is your mother? Is this your mother's mother?
No, it's my father's mother. They're
father's
both
mother. Okay. Okay.
They're both up there. They're on the other side. Yeah.
Okay. I just was curious.
Oh, well, my mother's mother and her parents. My mother's parents are passed too.
Okay.
I just wondered
because of the energy that's coming in with it, and because she's also saying to have patience with your loved ones.
Okay, Grandma.
She said, as I had to have patience, you have patience with your loved ones as well.
All right. Well, I will leave you with that, and thank you very much,
Eva. All right. Have a good day, and you ponder that one for a while.
I love it. I love it. Now, you know what? I accept it the way, no matter which way it comes. I take it that way, but I just want to give some time for somebody else to call in. And I just, again, anybody out there listening in, call in. April is the real deal. She is good. I trust her. And for that matter, I listen to BBS all through the week. Give it a shot. I've got a lot of people on YouTube, my YouTube channel, that I'm getting turned on, and they know about this program. So
excellent. Well, you have a great evening, and thanks.
You too. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And I see I have another caller. Vicki, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, April.
Hi.
I was wondering if there's any, messages from the other side for me.
Let's see. You've got some other stuff happening as well. As some of the messages coming in, they're wanting me, number one, to start encouraging you to start doing some self-nurturing. They're saying you need to do some self-nurturing. It's your caregiver, are you not?
Yeah.
Hate to admit it when we are. Oh, God, we hate it when we bring it out. you caregive many others, and they're saying that they would like for you to start caregiving yourself. They're saying, for example, saying to somebody as you know, you're moving through your day and that type of thing, that, you know, you might hear about your friends going and doing this or that or the other thing, and you think, gosh, I'd like to do that, or I could never go for that extravagance type of thing. You know, whether it be go get a massage, go get a facial, go get a pedicure, go get your nails done, whatever. They're saying, but you need to start doing that for yourself as well. That as you give out for other people and you're always providing for other people, they want you to also start taking care of yourself. That's the first thing that they were coming forward with. The other message that I'm hearing to share with you is I'm seeing a car. Is your car older?
Yes.
They're saying you need to do some maintenance work. You need to have some things checked on your vehicle. They're saying they're showing me an older vehicle and that it needs some maintenance. I don't know if it's just like
general. I have been doing maintenance on it in the last couple of weeks.
Okay. Then they're validating that the maintenance work that you're doing is right in line with what you need to be doing. They're telling me don't be like I am and see the little red light on and say, oh, I can get another $30,000 on it. They're saying take care of and do what is needed to do in order to keep this vehicle running and running safely for yourself. They're also showing me that you actually draw in protection around your vehicle, do you not? Because I'm actually seeing energetic protection on all parts of your vehicle. It's kind of like you have guards on all four corners. I don't want to say angelic, but that's the only word that I can give to them, is that they have that feeling of being spiritual. They have that feeling of being drawn in for that purpose to help protect you as you're out and about. And I think that's why they are giving you that information on staying on top of the maintenance. You may want to check and verify the work that was done. There, it feels like there's something that still needs to be done that you might think is done.
Oh. You have any idea in what area? I had something with my water system done, and I'm having my belt tightened Friday. I still need to have my oil changed.
I think it's the oil change. I think it's actually the oil change, because, like I said, I see the little red light in my truck that I ignore for a long time. And they're saying...
Okay.
And so that's why I want to say that I think it's the oil, because they're actually showing my own truck when that little light comes on. So that would be, for me, would be the message to share with you to make sure you follow through with that and that you keep that, that maintenance up on the vehicle, because it is getting older and because it's really important to keep that fluid and that type of thing moving. They're saying on the belts that you want to make sure that your mechanic knows what they're doing. Person make sure that they're doing the work properly. The fluid system that you were talking about, I'm getting nothing connecting with that, so I'm not real concerned about that. There's just something about with whoever you're using mechanic wise, make sure that they're doing the job and they're doing it properly.
Well, you know, I went to the first person and got an estimate, and then I went to a second person and got an estimate that was half as much. Should I stick with the person?
With the first one or the second one?
Yeah.
What they're saying is if you go with the second one, make sure that you follow up with the work and that you get it in writing that they guarantee their work.
Oh, okay.
Make sure that they're actually going to guarantee what it is that they have done, and then you do want to follow up with making sure that it's done properly.
Because basically all they're going to do is just tighten the belt. They're not going to replace them. They're just going to tighten them because the car kind of squeals when you turn it on.
Okay. That's probably why they're really saying be careful with that and make sure that you've got it. It's at the right tautness, not too tight. I'm not a mechanic, so I don't know a whole lot of this. I'm just sharing with you what they're showing me.
That's the reason I was thinking maybe I should spend more money and go to the first one, but it might be a little more reliable.
It very well could be. I just hate to tell you to spend more money, especially in the economy and the way things are. If you can, you know, if the other one can do it.
It was only $45 more. It wasn't, like, outrageous.
Okay. You may want to go with that one then. And I don't know. One of the things I'm hearing, this is just insane. One of the things I'm hearing is that if you go for an oil change, don't go to, like, one of those quick places where you can go in and out in, like, a half hour type of thing. Because if you do, they're not going to put enough oil in the vehicle.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that's one of the first things that you're going to want to check after it's come out, they're saying, is actually pull the dipstick out and check it.
Check the level. Okay.
Yep.
Very good. Any news on my love life?
Oh, let's see if we can get out of the car, because they really settled me right into that rather quickly.
Well, it's been an issue lately.
Your love life or the car?
The car.
I kind of need maintenance on both. I know the feeling. Anyhow, as far as love life goes, let's see what we can get. It feels like you're in a relationship now.
Nope, not yet.
It feels like you're in a relationship.
If I am, I don't know. He's hiding somewhere.
It actually may be a case of you have a friend who is a mutual friend who is, a male friend that you can talk to and you can visit with. This may be a form of relationship for you that's going to help you evolve into a relationship. For example, he may actually introduce you to a friend, or you may be at a social gathering where this friend is at, and as you're visiting, another person's going to come up and you're going to meet another person through this friend, is what they're showing me.
Because I lead a pretty solo life. It's not enhanced. I garden for a living. And I hardly ever see anybody, period.
Okay. They're showing me that you're actually going to be introduced to somebody else through a friend, through a male friend, not a girlfriend, but through a male friend, somebody who is a male friend. Yeah. Have we visited before on your gardening? Because that's coming up forward again, too.
We visited, and I asked you if I had any gardening work coming my way, but I asked you two questions. You had written something on your website for Victoria, and I asked you if that pertained to me and if I was going to get any gardening work, and you answered the Victoria thing thinking that it had pertained to me, but I don't think anything came through to you on my gardening thing.
Okay. That's what, for some reason, all of a sudden, it just felt like we had talked about that. And you're working on trying to expand that, correct, and grow and move it forward, correct?
Yeah, just pull in a little more business.
A little bit more business.
Money.
Yeah. They're saying for clarification purposes, she needs to focus on where she is putting her energy within the gardening. So love it when they give it to me that way. What I'm going to say that I'm seeing with that is, for example, when the seasons come in, and as the seasons are coming in, you may want to play off of that seasonal aspect within your gardening. Kind of like a sub gardening that you're going to add on.
I'm not quite clear on that.
Okay. I don't know what type of gardening you do right now. I don't know if you do flowers. I don't know if you do herbals. I don't know if you do vegetation or vegetables, that type of thing. But what they're saying...
I do maintenance, basic gardening for people, maintenance.
Okay. They're
like
saying
I have gardening jobs.
Okay, which makes sense. But one of the things they're showing me is that you can play off of the holidays and you can play off of the seasons. Like if you were to make flower baskets and take them to like a little mall area that may hire out for you to take them and, put these baskets up, and then they would pay you a maintenance fee of coming in and watering and taking care of them for the holidays, maybe growing some holiday flowers. I'm seeing poinsettias. Maybe some daffodils during the springtime. Starting some different things like that that you can do as an offshoot of your business that's going to help bring in a little bit of money through external activities,
okay,
if you will. I don't know if you have a greenhouse, but for example, I'm seeing a greenhouse where you actually can start some daffodil bulbs before the season so that you can then sell those products to others, kind of like a, and I don't like this visual they're giving me, but it may appeal to you, but kind of like a little vegetable stand type of thing, but where they can
mm-hmm.
come and get the florals, or where they can come and get a poinsettia, or where they can come and get some of their spring starts that you've already created for them in a greenhouse type of setting.
Okay, and so you don't see any new customers arriving in my regular business?
Not at this. I'm not seeing them standing there right now. I'm not seeing them at
your
door right now.
How about springtime, when springtime shows up?
Yes. Yes, I'm definitely seeing some changes happening then, yes.
Because that's pretty much, you know, everything kind of goes on hold in wintertime. I don't expect new jobs in winter, but I was hoping for some in the springtime.
Okay, and I can see that happening, yes.
Great.
Okay.
Very good. Yes.
All right.
Thank you very much,
April. You have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank
you. Mm-hmm. I see that I have another caller. Carol, this is April.
Hi, April. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Good. I have a question for you. Do you see, I've just had a little dilemma pop up. Do you see whether it'll come out good or bad?
They're saying the energy that you put into it is what's going to make it either good or bad. And I hate it when they answer that way. But what
that's
they're saying is what you put into it is what's going to make it either come out with a good result or come out with a bad result. It's your mental, it's your physical, it's your emotional reaction to this dilemma that's going to create the path of that. It has the potential to be disastrous. It has the potential to be glorious. A lot of it is how you're going to have to actually move into it and place yourself within the dynamics of that.
Okay.
You can write it so that it's going to work out, or you can write it so that it's not. It's unfortunately, this one falls in your lap. They're going to give you, they're kind of handing you the tools, and they're saying, let's see what you can do.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, I'm going
to
stay positive. Well, because I'm going to stay as positive as I can about this, and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to try to make everything work out, of course.
Okay.
You know.
Don't get caught up and drawn into the trauma end of it, is what they're telling me. If you want to stay on the positive end of it, they're saying sometimes being in positivity can be an unconscious bliss of a disaster waiting to happen. So also be aware of the fact that you need to be proactively involved in working this out. Be involved in the connection of working the situation out towards that end result that's not the disastrous end result, because sometimes we can all of a sudden kind of hold ourselves in a state of bliss, and ignorance and bliss can create a vibration that's not so positive, is one of
the things
that they're saying. Be aware. Have your awareness open. Listen to what you're hearing. Listen to what you're seeing, and react and respond through that in that manner. Don't just kind of put all the cake mix in the big bowl and hope it's going to make the end product. You got to do some manipulation with it as well.
All right. Oh, boy. Okay.
I'm just trying to see if they have any more to add on to that for you. You can handle this. They're saying that this is not something that's outside of your control. This is not something that's outside of what you are very capable and able to deal with.
Okay.
I don't know. Do you work with angels? Because I'm seeing you drawing in the angel Raphael and the angel Michael.
Well, I talk to my angels. Yes, I talk to them. And I meditate.
I'm definitely seeing you bringing in Michael, Michael being for some protection, for some guidance through that, and Raphael to help keep you strong. Raphael to help keep you able to move forward, keeping your strength, keeping your endurance.
All right, well.
Does this have to do with a partner?
No.
Okay. There's something also going on with a partner that they're wanting me to bring forward for you.
Okay.
They're just saying share information regarding a partner. So that's what I'm sharing the information. Become aware of, watch, and listen, and observe.
Is that good or bad?
It's not bad. It's just sometimes we need to put a little extra energy and a little extra awareness into a relationship so that the relationship doesn't feel like it's not important.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right. You have a wonderful evening. Wish I could have given you a little bit more, but they're keeping it at that place in that window of... you know, we sometimes it'd be easy if we could just wave our magic wand and it would be all better, but sometimes we all have to work through things.
I'm here to tell you. Okay, thank you so much.
All right, you have a great all evening. Right. Thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Well, as we go through, I know those kind of readings, sometimes I just want to scream when they come in for myself and they say, well, you've got to work through it and you've got to do the process. I know how frustrating that can be, and I know how sometimes we can just feel like we could just throw our hands in the air and just, I know that feeling and I can sense it from her the reading was coming in, and I send her much love as she's going through that. I'm also hearing to share a message of don't give up just before you're about to win. I hear that there's some stuff going on out there that they're saying don't give up just before you're about to win. I'm actually seeing somebody who's walking down the street, and as you're walking down the street, you're nearing rounding a corner. You're near rounding a tough spot. Excuse me. And as you're at that place and you're just about ready to go around that corner, you're kind of feeling, you're kind of feeling overwhelmed. It's like the whole energy of it's just kind of overtaken me, and I'm feeling that anxiety feeling that you get, that shortness that you get, that tension that you get as you're going through these processes. And they're saying that you're so close to that quarter, you're so close to making that turn, you're so close to being there. Don't give up. Hold on. Know that your results and your process is right there. If you can just hang in there, if you can just hold tough just for a little bit longer, you're going to make it. You're going to make that turn. You're going to make that corner, and everything is going to be okay. And you're going to feel strong, and you're going to win. You're going to win the situation. You're going to win the battle. You're going to come out on top. They're saying that as you're going through this, and as you're going through this experience, see what's going on within it so that you can move forward with that. Find the strength to hold on. They're saying find the strength to know that as you're going through this, you can make it. Know that you are going to be able to make it, and your strength is going to be there. I'm seeing a young man who has been going to court. He's been going to court a number of times. He's been in and out of court. Apparently you were a minor, and there were some situations that came up that were not conducted properly with the law enforcement. And you have been going to court and dealing with this situation through the system, and you were trying to think of how to word this. They're saying you were unjustly set up, and that you need to continue this fight. You need to continue and stand your ground. I believe your parents are working with you on this, and they are trying to be supportive, and they are trying to help you, and that you are kind of throwing your hands up in the air. You're frustrated, you're angry, you're concerned, you're hurting. And they're saying you need to draw in some patience. You need to draw in some peace. You need to breathe. You need to, and mom and dad, if you're mom or dad, if you're listening to this program, you need to share this with this child, that you can help them get through this, and that the guides that are working with you and the favor that is coming in with this, because yes, this child was put in a situation that was not proper. This child, what it feels like is this child was approached and was assumed to have done something wrong because this child had on a similar jacket, had on a similar outfit to somebody else that they had seen doing something illegal or inappropriate. And this child just automatically got caught in that picture because they were thought to be this other person and they were not. They're saying stand your ground. They're saying stand firm and know that your situation is going to untangle, but it's going to take a lot of patience. It's going to take a lot of dedication. Devotion, that's the word I'm trying to find. A lot of devotion to work this out and to stand firm on this and to know. And as a child of this age, they can be so placed in a place of fear and placed in a place of gullibility that they feel that because law enforcement has approached them, that law enforcement has a right to do what they did, and they didn't. They were outside of their professional boundaries, and you need to stand with that. You need to stand firm with that. You need to hold on to that and know that that's not proper, that this young man is going to win his court case, but it's going to take some serious work, and you're going to have to really go in there to prove some evidence. They're saying gather your evidence, gather the details. Gather the details together when you take them into the court, and you can win this. They may be trying to present it to you where you can't win. They're saying that's wrong. It's another lie. That you can come out on top on this, that you can win this situation, and you can win this battle. I'm hearing that there is someone else who is looking for some concrete evidence on their life path. There is a person here who wants it to fall out of the sky and into their lap so that they will know that if they are walking on their walk and if they are doing their walk exactly as how they are leading, being led and guided to do, then they want somebody to validate it for them. They want concrete evidence. They want the knowing that what they are doing is exactly what it is they're supposed to do. This is your evidence, they're saying. This message to you is the evidence they're going to give to you, is that you have sat there and questioned this. You have sat there and said, how can I know what I'm doing is right? How can I know that I'm on the right path? And how can I know that this is even real? They're saying, I have no idea who you are. They're saying, I as a reader have no connection with you. I as a communicator have no connection with you. And as a spirit communicator, I have no connection to you. They are giving you the answer to this through me in the sense that they are saying, if it weren't real, if it weren't happening, and if you were not where you were supposed to be at this point in time in this place, that I would not be sharing this message with you. That I would not have connected with it, and I would not have brought this message forward for you. They're saying, trust and know and quit looking at it as a big question mark. Trust it and know it and move forward with it. The way you move and the way that you work is what has been set into divine order for you, and as you move forward with that, you want to stand strong. You want to stand firm and know that you're on your path. Your path is going to shift and change as you're doing things, and as you've mastered one area, it's going to shift and change so you can go and work in another direction and in another aspect. They're saying follow that, listen to that, and work with that. There is somebody who is concerned about a missing child. You have sent in information. You have helped with some publicity in this. This child is not your own child, but you are helping in a case of a missing child. And they're saying that because of the prayers, because of the community involvement, because of the love that has been shared and how many people have come together with this, that this child is being protected and divinely covered. They are actually showing me swarms of protective energies and essences around this child. I'm also supposed to tell you that this child is going to be located and found in town, in a neighborhood, in a community neighborhood, that as you're going up the street, there are a couple businesses off on the right-hand side, and after you've cleared those businesses, you're kind of, the road is kind of going up a hill, very gradual, very slight uphill. As you're going up this hill, the businesses on your right, then on your left-hand side begins a neighborhood of homes and then an apartment building. This child is actually in this apartment building. This apartment building is tan with red brick. This apartment building has a very unusual colored front door that goes into and opens up into what looks like a courtyard. Once you're inside, then you're going to be able to find and locate this child within that boundary. They're saying their protective energies are there. They are there to take care of this child, to protect this child, and to keep this child safe. This child has actually been taken by a relative. This child is aware and knows this person who has them. This is not a stranger. This is not an abduction by a stranger. This abduction is by a family member. Apparently, it appears that there has been some legal problems, has been some legal concerns, and everybody has been suspicious about it being a family member, and it is a family member that has this child. So this child will not come to harm. This child just needs to be brought back to where the child is supposed to be. The family member that you're going to recognize, whoever this message is for, you're going to recognize the description of the place where this child is at and know that this is the family member who has this child. I received an email from a young gal, and she says, within the last 3 months, I've had more moose run out in front of me than I've ever seen on the roads before. I've had many incidences as I'm driving along. All of a sudden, a moose will jump out of the road in front of me. She's had to slam her brakes on. She's had to stop down. She said it's almost ridiculous. She's had numbers of encounters where the moose are just crossing the road right in front of her nose. One of the times she had to ditch her car to keep from hitting the moose. Let's see. She said that this has been going on for a number of weeks, and the email that she sent me came in later last evening, and she said, as I was driving, a mama and a baby crossed the road in front of me last evening, and I had to slow down to avoid hitting them. What is the universe trying to tell me? What are my guides trying to tell me? Moose are always running out in front. She's saying, do they have something against me? Is it an attack, or what is it that I'm not? And why do they pop up right in front of me? What I'm getting to share with you on this is that, number one, the moose are down. This is from somebody who is local here in Alaska. And yes, the moose are down, and because of the weather and because of the conditions, you want to be aware of them, and you want to be cautious, and you want to drive with that awareness. I know whenever I go out, I'm driving continually with the awareness of where any wildlife may be, no matter what size, no matter what kind. And the moose up here get very big. I have a rather large pickup, and I've seen some that their rumps are as high as my cab on my truck. So I understand that feeling that you have. And one of the things that I also want to say with that, and as I read this last evening, is that you need to be aware and keep your awareness there, but also do some research on what is it that the moose is trying to tell you. Are you aligning with an animal totem? And become more aware of that and see what the message is there in what the medicine that comes with moose is. I see that I have another caller. Kelly, go ahead. This is April.
Hi, April.
Hi.
I just wanted to, real quick, I'm just being so compelled to call and ask my question, and I figured I might as well do it right before we get off the air. But I had a dream the other night about something with my DNA, or just DNA in general.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know if there was any way you might, because I don't really remember the dream, but I know it was really important. Is there anything out there that I can, anything coming through on that?
I did comment on your post on that. I don't remember if you posted on one of the sites or if you actually had emailed me on that. What they were telling me to tell you is that it's time for you to start keeping your recorder by the bed so that as you wake up, you can start recording what it is they're giving you and showing you before you move, before you start losing the information. And what they're saying is that the DNA structure within yourself is beginning to now align with your purpose. You are now connecting.
Okay, that makes sense, because it was like a diagram.
Interesting, because you're the second. I'm here. It's interesting because that's the second. You're the second person today I've talked to that has had some DNA stuff come up. Yeah, there's some reprogramming, restructuring, and as we're beginning to move into and doing what it is we're called to do, they're showing me the restranding of it and the reconnection of it with some of our past and some of who we are and what we've come through with and how we've brought the signatures of past lives with us.
That's it. It's kind of, yep, I see like this diagram, like they drew it out for me with these, you know, letters, and somebody's up there with a, like a teacher showing me, this is how it's going, okay.
Does that help?
Okay, well, thank you. Yes, it really does. I just needed to talk about it to kind of bring it in, I think.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
See you later. It's been a fabulous hour. I can't believe that as I'm looking at the clock that we're clicking in there and we're ticking into beginning to top the hour here. I have a couple other messages that are wanting to come through, and one of them is a grandmother who wants to share a message with her children. She is saying, and they're standing here, that's why I'm like, they've got to come forward. They're just wanting me to share the message. This grandmother is saying that she would love for her daughter to continue on the heritage and the traditions of the holidays that she shared with you. Please continue to share that with your children. Do not allow the grief and the heartache that you're feeling of her passing stop you from keeping that from moving forward. Do not allow that to keep you from being blessed and move forward with that with much strength and confidence. She understands how it hurts to lose mom. She says, I understand that, but know that I'm right there and I'm going to be making and baking with you. I also have a message that is for a single mother who has a large number of children. The message is coming through from a guide that what they are doing is they are giving you additional strength, they're giving you additional confidence, and they are giving you additional comfort, and you will soon find a new partner, someone who will step in and who will help and who will be a positive influence and a positive association for you to work with your children, that you are feeling pretty lost and pretty alone, even though the facade that you put out front in front of the world and in front of your friends and your coworkers and other people is that you're okay. The guides are saying they know that you need help and that you need them to send this forward, and they are in the process and that this help is on the way. Stand with confidence and comfort and know that this help is on the way. I do see that we're getting rather close to the top of the hour, so I'm going to have to disconnect from those that are coming in and wanting to share messages because our time is going so quickly. I thank you for the many callers that have called in today with the questions that you've had, and I trust that you'll have a fabulous rest of the day, and until we're together again, I am on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Friday on BBS Radio. You'll want to check the listing times for when it's on in your area. And do feel free to call in at any time. Feel free to email me at april@whitewolfapril.com or go ahead and connect through acrosstheveil.ning.com or energyemerging.ning.com. They're great sites, great places where we can continue to visit and we can continue to share and learn and grow together and share sacred space together. Well, until we get together again, and I want to thank you once again, have a spectacular, be blessed, and may your life be blessed with love, light, and healing.